And now. Capital 263.
Welcome to Keep It Real Fridays. I am your social architect, aka Mr. Shoot Your Shot, Celadine, with Brian Willis, no relation to Bruce, with the best male nominee for 2017 and best collaboration. I think I missed one.
I think, yeah, I got the information on the way here. Like, my Twitter was blowing up. Best verse as well.
Best verse as well. MC Cheetah and the owner of the event tonight, IC2 Launch.
Yeah, man. Yo, like, hey, I'm actually amazed, man. Like, you know what I mean? Like, for a week and a half worth of promotion, this is quite dope.
It is quite dope, man.
Yeah.
Salute to y'all. We haven't seen the track list, but Tuck Money just revealed a little bit that he's on a Mufasa track. So, just have our ways of trying to find out.
Tuck is on like two tracks, and he did features on a third. He did like vocals on a third track as well and stuff like that.
But he seemed like he wasn't too sure what made the album, what didn't, because I was in the day when
I know, I kept a lot of people in the
dark. But he was like, okay, I know that Mufasa's thing.
Yeah.
This must be a banger.
Oh, hell yeah.
Can we expect a performance tonight?
Oh, no, definitely.
Mufasa.
Yeah. Definitely.
That's Mufasa is coming.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm ready for that one.
Yeah, definitely. Keep Mufasa, like, shout out to my boy Machele. That's a producer from Lesotho. Like, that's where my mother's from and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I started like opening up links there and stuff like that. And I was just one of the first producers who like really like I started bonding with. I don't know if you remember from part one, there's a track called That's All I Know. So it's the same producer.
Same producer.
Right. Yeah, but totally different type of beat. Like, Peace ain't ready for this one.
Hey, man, all I just love is the growth. MC Cheetah just keeps it consistent, dropping album after album. With the collabs, he's there. Versus, he's there.
Which are the features that they on the project?
We got Bev City on the project.
Nice.
Sasha's on the project. I had to link up with my boy Rocky again.
All right.
Yeah, Few Kings is on the project.
Okay.
Who else, man? Who else?
I heard the story that Auntie, they said they didn't want any features, but MC Cheetah and HD, they were like, no. You guys were like, no, we're jumping on this Bum Bum song. Yeah. With or without your consent.
Yeah, exactly. No, you know, the thing is, like, when it comes to the feeling series, right?
Ryan, you'd have worked out that interview by then, but anyway.
The thing is, I'm not a main cast character of Few Kings, but I'm a recurring character. You get me?
Because on the first album, you were there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, you know, so we're just carrying on tradition.
You also did a joint album with Junior Brown.
Yeah.
King's Rendezvous.
Yeah. That was actually the one we set it all off, man.
And, like, they brought back some nostalgia with the ghosts.
Yeah, man. We got a lot more records coming out. Like, this
right.
on this album as well, there's like another track just with Junior Brown, and this is Rue. Shout out to Rue. Yeah.
Shout out to Rue.
Yeah.
Rue's in Lagos right now.
Yeah, man.
About to get that award. Even if she doesn't get it, that's a great accomplishment. She's the homie. She's one of the voices, man.
Bring that silverware home,
she'll
babe.
She'll bring it. I trust.
Yeah. She gonna take it.
Shout out to Various, man.
Yeah, man. Yo, for real. Yo, shout out. Yo, that table's tough, though, man.
Tough. Yo. Man, Priceless on here.
Yeah, man. Yo, shout out to Priceless. Thanks for coming through and everything. That was amazing as well. Like,
we need a Priceless production, yo. I think that's gonna be crazy.
No. Let me just, I don't want to reveal too much. But,
okay.
Yeah. Oh, so it's on.
Yeah. So it's on.
Just
to reiterate, because Priceless usually makes music that crosses over. It's not just like
hip hop. Like that's where we sat down and like actually had a whole discussion about it and stuff like that. So so that was the whole thing.
I know Brian hates that I'm gonna ask this, but do you think Nema is a hip hop track?
Oh, goodness.
XQ. Three hip hop verses.
Are there three hip hop verses on that track?
Okay, two.
There's two, right?
Yeah.
No, I think it's a hip hop track. I think XQ is actually one of my favorite hip hop artists. Like, you know what I mean?
Some people are saying, yeah, because it's too poppish, it's too... I'm like, guys,
yo,
it's lollipop, isn't lollipop hip-hop?
Exactly. Like, isn't Drake hip-hop? You know what I mean? But he's like, a pop artist.
You
like,
guys
you know
just
mean?
Think Zim hip-hop is associated with struggling.
Exactly.
It's
no,
like
it
the
shouldn't.
Biggest song in the country, and you guys exactly. are like, nah, this ain't Zim hip-hop.
Not even just the country, in the world.
Thank you.
Like, you know what I mean? In
thank
the world.
You.
I am tired of this argument. For those of you want to hear my sentiments, you can hear all the other interviews.
Which are irrelevant sentiments, but anyway.
It's only one person out of like 10 that you ask.
No.
That's it, it's a hip-hop song.
And this is the one person who has...
alternative hip-hop.
And this is the one person who has the event of the night, but it's still hip hop. Just to confirm, still hip hop.
It's got a hip hop element.
Yes.
It's not hip hop.
But yo, can I ask you a question?
It's just like lollipop.
Isn't hip hop? Isn't hip hop a combination of several different elements from different genres?
Sometimes, yes. So you wanna say Gucci Winky D is hip hop then?
No, because Winky D does not flow in a hip hop style. You see, the thing is with hip hop, people forget that hip hop is actually a culture. You know what I mean? There's like what they call five pillars of hip hop. So there's breaking,
yeah.
There's rapping,
yeah.
There's graffiti.
Uh-huh.
I think there's fashion. Yeah, spoken word. Yeah. So he's not hip hop because he doesn't do any of those five.
He raps.
On what track? Maybe
he
I need
raps.
To pay attention. But you know, for me personally, I think a majority of Zim dancehall artists are actually hip hop artists at heart.
So you can call it hip hop. So yeah. If you're gonna call all that hip hop,
yeah,
fine.
Yes.
Nema is a hip hop song.
Yeah,
it is.
The more the merrier.
Nema is the biggest song
in the country right now.
Yeah.
It's cute.
Yeah.
Job Race is doing hip hop too, man.
Shout out to XQ though. Yeah, for real though. Shout out to XQ for real. I'm still waiting for my collab.
I was at the collab with XQ all these years.
So now,
man. Another thing that hurt me about XQ was he didn't submit for this year's Hip Hop Awards.
He didn't.
He's too busy, man.
I think Nema could have been track for the year.
I think XQ actually has enough management or enough people on his team who could actually do that application for him.
Mm-hmm.
So if he didn't apply this year, it was pretty much out of choice.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think it was a conscious decision to not do it.
Yeah, only one.
I don't know why though.
Well, probably because of people like you.
What about me?
You be like, XQ ain't hip hop.
It ain't hip hop.
That's
like two whole verses.
I have never said XQ is not hip hop.
Just said so.
I said Nema is not a hip hop song.
So what is it?
XQ was rapping on it.
Uh-huh.
It's
so
just
it?
Like Lollipop okay. is not a hip hop song, but it's got a rap on it.
Baddest by AKA, is that a hip hop song?
No.
Oh, okay.
This guy.
We're not going to win.
Let's get this guy out of here. Anyway, just tell the people where they can find the new album.
Oh, yeah. So you just log on to www.ichitanisido.com and you can get all the links right there.
And Oyo's platform?
Oyo's platform.
Like a young
search. Exactly. They just go on to Oyo's music. Oyosmusic.co.zw.
Yep.
Search MC Cheetah. You can get both disc one and disc two.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah, we're trying to give it away for a bargain as well. You know what I mean?
That's
or you just catch me on the street and give yourself a solid copy.
Yeah, we're going to pull up on you.
Yeah.
All right, man.
Hey, man. Yo,
thanks.
Shout out to
MC Cheetah.
Keep it real Fridays. And yo, we just had to do this on a Friday.
Yeah. Best online media nominee.
Whoa.
Yeah,
no, you know you're taking that, right?
Hey, I don't want to make presumptuous, man.
It is quite obvious though.
Yeah.
Let's keep it real.
Hey man, we'll start a riot.
Shout out to Zimtainment, man. That's
it is a difficult
reason.
One. It's a difficult one to not think it's so obvious.
I only know Zimtainment pushing all on that one, man.
Zimtainment is actually doing a lot.
Focus.
Yeah. Actually there's a lot of like blog sites, but I think and as far as what you say but with consistency, etc. And also try to do some stuff which is like game changing.
Yeah.
I think you guys really got it.
Keep it real Friday!
Thank you. All right, that was MC Cheetah, ladies and gentlemen, and I am your social architect.
And I'm Brian Willis, no relation to Bruce.
You know the rest, baby. We out. MC Cheetah.
Keep it real Fridays with Shelatine and Brian Willis. Looking for somebody with no makeup. Energy, physical, I know play.
like Senorita. She get me higher than the chalice I get from Segura Peter. Hear me at the speaker. Follow me on Twitter. She drive me round like I'm in a Mercedes Benz 2-seater.
Welcome to Keep It Real Fridays. I am your social architect, Celestine, and I'm here with Brian Willis, no relation to Bruce. And you're tuned in to...
Right now, yo, tuned in to Bab City, baby.
Bab City, Cheetown's very own. New Rules Entertainment.
No limits.
Oh, no limits.
No limits. No.
Get your facts
what's the
right.
New Rules.
New Rules, Yagapura.
Yagapura.
Yeah,
okay.
No limits.
Ah, thanks for
stop
the update.
Stop promoting the other guys.
Hey,
stop it.
But I'm curious, what happened? Because you really sang out that New Rules.
No
limits. Good night.
Yeah.
It's a pleasure to finally put the face to the good music. I enjoyed the EP. I think one of my favorite songs was Rapa.
Rapa!
Some great one.
Jesus is a rapper.
Jesus is a rapper.
I see.
There's the other one, my personal favorites, because I can't relate to Endonova.
Endonova.
I will dive into why he relates, but Rapa's
not. Rapa's not.
Rapa's not.
Yeah, we're actually sitting here with Verseless, and Verseless was like, I know you're not. This guy's versatile. I don't mind working with him. Like, you know what, Philo? You guys might do some magic. So I hope it's out there into the universe and you guys chop it up for something.
So,
what's next for Bev City, man? After the EP, is there anything else coming up? What else are you working on?
But expect something with Jane Feb.
No limits, guys.
No limits. The same. Jamal.
So, whose label is that?
Jamal.
Jamal, okay. All right. Be sure to check. Is it like a hip hop? Just strictly hip hop?
Hip hop. Hip hop, what you see. But we do all my genres, what you see. But I'm not a fan.
All right. So, you're not just confined to hip hop?
Anything that.
Yo, Bogan's got rabba. Does that sound like a strictly hip hop guy?
Rabba is sort of hip hop. What's our hip hop?
Does it sound strictly hip hop?
Is that. That's hip hop. Just for the kicks. XQ name.
I want.
Is that a hip hop song? Think about it hard before you answer. Even though they're like three verses. A rapper.
Alright, people, for those of you like Asara, Celestine has asked about 7 people this question and everyone is saying it's not hip-hop.
I'm gonna celebrate our goodness, Oman. If it's too successful, it's hip-hop.
It's alternative hip-hop. We can celebrate it in the hip-hop circle, but you can't classify it as hip-hop.
Why not? Lollipop is hip-hop.
I see.
Lil Wayne. Lollipop. Lollipop. Hip-hop?
He's a hip-hop artist.
He's a hip-hop artist.
Bryson Tiller?
You
remixed the song.
That is what we tell you, sorry.
No, because you're going to fall the fate of it as well. You know some songs, you know, I know. This is hip-hop, you're going to Bef City. Jeez. You find another Brian who lets saying the same thing. Music to the people. Anyway, we're looking forward to new music, new visuals as well.
Def, next year, my one.
Where's that chick also? All right, that duet.
It's not around.
It's not around. It's not serious with the music. It's a part time thing. Brian Willis, don't look at me like that. Do not look at me like that. Better to close your eyes, my brother.
Rure Guerrero, my co-host, Rure.
Hey, these allegations are so malicious. But yeah, I'll deal with them later. Bev City, just tell the people where they can find you online.
Bev City Music by Insta Waizia. Bev City by FB Waizia. Kanongot Bev and Mukwizu and Bata Waizia.
Alright. All good, all good. This is Social Architect with
Brian Willis, no relation to Bruce.
At the MC Cheetah IC2 launch, and that's Few Kings, Versace and Gucci in the background, and we out.
Keep It Real Fridays with Celestine and Brian Willis.
hamba nge sono Nye kwazi banzonda Matandi la bantu bati Aushara lo mtulo Lengwati lengkulu bati Aushara lo mtulo Masuga kutala kutala lo mtulo Uchito somanda Ukwazi bahamba nge sono Nye kwazi banzonda Aushara lo mtulo Lengwati lengkulu bati Aushara lo mtulo Lengwati lengkulu
I just wanna honor. I just wanna touch every corner on the atlas.
Yeah.
I don't wanna ratchet.
Yeah.
Me, I want a girl that stay with the mantis. See, me, I got manners.
Yeah.
Plus, I got standards for the status. You mangas. Me, I got fellas. All of my jaggers, the baddest. Understand we ain't
happy. We are live at MCG's album launch for ICQ. I am Brian Willis, no relation of Bruce. Let's sign the social architect here. And with us, we got the man of the season. He's just come in from ZFM Stereo doing one of the hardest jobs that I don't know how he's been doing it for like 7 years now.
He dropped the biggest bomb of the week.
Ladies and gentlemen, Beefy Harrison.
Yo, what up, what up, what up? I'm what? Still alive. I haven't been stoned yet, so it's a good thing.
People are still absorbing. They're still
absorbing. Rumor has it Beefy has like a 5 a.m. flight out of the country. I don't know. Where is he seeking asylum?
Nah. I'm going to stick it out. You know, I'm going to stick around and see what happens, you know. I think.
How difficult was it, like, coming together and picking, like, the nominees? Because I'm sure you got, like, tons of, like, submissions.
No, we got tons of submissions. We put together many panels. And, you know, And we were doing a lot of inquiries and you know, we're talking to a lot of people. It was difficult coming up with the nominations, but I think, you know, the list is okay. It's not bad. You know what I mean? I'm very optimistic about, like, the feedback. And, you know, like, we got the final list around 4 p.m. today. Like, that's how bad it was. We've never had to, like, get the list on the day. You know what I mean? We get it 2-3 days prior, but that's how difficult it was. It shows the improvement of the genre and people putting in work, so it's looking good, it's looking good.
And that's actually one thing that's evident, that the show by year, it's improving bit by bit, and especially the whole consultation thing, because I remember even last year, B-San said something about how they were really involving even like the opinion leaders and everybody to chime in and help out, so...
Yeah, we pretty much... Like, spoke to the who's who, and obviously we can't disclose, but, you know, a whole lot of opinion leaders, like, came in and, you know, dropped a lot of knowledge. So, like, man, it was crazy. It was fun. It was interesting, but at the same time, it was difficult. This year was just, it was insane. And, you know, we're getting the process right. The artists are getting the process right. That's the most important thing. It's not the actual show, but it's the process. We need to get the process right first. The show is secondary.
Are we using Eno's number this year as a voting line, or? Because that was one of the surprises that came up, and you're like, yo, I wasn't involved. I remember you.
I wasn't involved in that. Like, when you actually dropped that on me, I was like, huh? Really? I'm like, hey, but you know what I mean?
Like Atino, what? That guy?
At the end of the day,
it's not that he's shady, but people are like, okay, we know him, man. And he's involved with some of the artists which were nominees.
Anyway, that was last year.
That was last year.
This year, the one thing that I really love about this year is the fact that they're in Bulawayo.
Yeah, man, it's crazy, man.
I think it's about time that we showed love to Bulawayo, man.
We were there. We did the launch party 2-3 weeks ago. We shut down the whole city. Like, there was no other show running. You know, it was just hip-hop. Everybody came out.
Was Kelvin there?
Calvin came out, showed a lot of love.
You can't go to the City of Kings and not have Calvin there, man.
After last year, seven nominations.
No, you know what I
mean? After last year, seven nominations, you burn back fuel to go back all the way.
Dude, seven nominations is enough. Okay, he's recognized.
What people need to understand is that Zumi Pop Awards is an organization. Me as an individual, I'm friends with Kelvin, like, you know, we go way back. I'm friends with people like ASAP. ASAP's like my little brother. He wasn't nominated. He wasn't submitting, but we were kicking it at the launch party. Same thing with Kelvin. So, you know what I mean? Yeah, you know, you may have issues with the awards, but it's not.
There'll always be issues.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, everyone came out. It was crazy. It was crazy. I hope, you know, the support will continue. And Bloeo got quite a number of nominations. There were actually some categories that were just Bloeo artists only. You know, it's you know, and a lot of people were saying, like, nah, they were just trying to butter the artists and blow away your drum. Nah.
People will always have something to say.
But, like, everyone who's there is by merit.
Last year, I remember your hosts, there was a bit of an issue with your hosts. This year, who are we having as the hosts?
Now, I'll tell you, there was no issue with the host last year. The problem was with Zimbabweans. Takasara, Trikuma Shure. You understand? Look at the BETs. They have an idea like DJ Khaled hosting them.
Snoop was.
You know what I'm saying? People are like, what was DJ Towers doing? I had a friend from the States.
Yeah, my name is Tech Fizzle. Whatever this dude is saying, I'm with it.
You are saying Tech Fizzle sucks.
Like, I had friends from the States last year at the Hip Hop Awards, regional friends from South Africa. And funny thing is, everyone from the developing countries were like, DJ Towers killed it. What was he doing? We used to the host that wear suits and bow ties. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
I wasn't really concerned about the dressing. I thought he was putting up an act, a very good one.
He put up a fantastic act.
Fantastic.
If I had it my way, he would do it again.
He got pressure too much, and I remember him apologizing on social media. So he shouldn't have.
He was under pressure.
He shouldn't have apologized.
So this year, who's hosting?
This year, it's another big fucking surprise.
Is it going to be announced on Kerf?
Yes, it will.
Hopefully.
Yeah. So we got the exclusive clue.
Yeah. BB. A lot of people are going to be surprised, like, how? It doesn't make sense. Oil and water.
Right. Which makes me realize that Bolo is going to be so late. We need to start making our bookings for accommodation.
Yeah, those that need accommodation, we already made plans. You know, we got discounts for everything.
Oh, we got accommodation.
You got us accommodation.
It's not for free.
Oh, thanks, Biffy.
It's not for free.
Yeah, you heard it, guys. Yeah, Biffy got us. Biffy got us accommodation.
That's the discounts.
I got the nominees.
I never heard the discounts. That's why we got accommodation.
Yeah, free things so much. But yeah, I'll take the discount.
How are you enjoying the launch? MC Cheetah IC2 album launch.
Well, it's crazy, man. Like, I just saw Natasha. You know, She's the future. We already got a lot of works that I'm doing with her personally. As you know, she's working with my brand very closely for 2018.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, she did well. This kid is up there as well.
Bev City.
Dope kid.
Managing him too.
Just saying anything about managing.
No, he's asking.
I ain't managing Bev City. But yeah, next year I'm gonna be doing a whole lot of the whole music scene. I'll be a little bit away from the awards, but concentrating on the music side of things. And yeah.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Biffy Harrison, the founder of the Zim Hip Hop Awards.
Yeah.
Where can people find you online, man?
Don't find me, man. I've done enough this year.
I forgot.
Where can you find your pretty assistant? I'll prefer finding the pretty assistant, and then I'll just.
You can find her. If you want to find me, like, hey, as long as it's not about hip hop, the famous Beefy. Instagram, AH Beefy. Twitter, you know, Aldrin Beefy, Facebook. So yeah, Zim Hip Hop Awards, Facebook, Zim Hip Hop Awards, Twitter, Zim Hip Hop Awards, everything else.
We need to do like a crazy, convoy shit to Bulwe. I hope so. In fact, Kerf, let's start that. So the convoy, we're all the same guys, we're all leaving at like noon or whatever.
That would be crazy, man.
All roads lead to skies!
We'll be putting hazards and shit.
We're working on something.
Beat us to it. But anyway, I don't know. But anyway, if he does it anyway, the better. So teamwork.
Okay, man, guys, this is Keep It Real Fridays, and we're live at MC Cheetah's ICU album launch. I am Brian Willis with
Slay.
Your social architect.
Got love. Keep It Real Fridays with Shelatine and Brian Willis. Yeah. She said she love me.
She love me.
She said she love me.
She love me.
Why I said? She said she love me.
She love me.
She said she love me.
She love me.
Why I said? She said she love me.
She love me.
She said she love me. Why I said? She said she love me.
She love me.
She said she love me. Why I said?
Yeah.
I know niggas gonna love and hate. I'm impatient, man, I gotta wait. My flow is godly, let me demonstrate. Demons lucky, man, I gotta pray. I'm the last of a dying breed. I do how I do great. Whip it fast, bow down, I'm king. Ha, got a text for my side. She told me she think that she pregnant. How do I know that it's mine? I'm not the only one here. I know everybody acting crazy.
Welcome to Keep It Real Fridays. I am your social architect, Celestine, with
Brian Willis, no relation to Bruce,
the beautiful
Natasha Williams.
Yes, she just came off stage. But don't think that because I said beautiful, she's soft and whatnot. She was like, I was like, wow. She was like cracking the whip.
Bad.
And commanding the crowd.
Wow.
Yeah.
I tried my best.
Yeah. So Natasha, her history is she won the, was it a street tour?
No, it wasn't a street tour. We had a FEMC hip hop joint at Jutsua Restaurant, and it was toured by Team Legacy by I Am Prezo. Exactly.
We had Prezo earlier.
Yeah. I Am Prezo, and one of the FEMCs chosen to go perform at the Zimi Pop Awards this year on the 9th of December.
Yeah.
And I'm so excited right now. I'm coming from performing. Yeah. It's gonna be too late because I'm gonna try my best.
All right. So Natasha, do you have like a body of work, like an EP or something?
For now I'm dealing with singles, but starting next year January, I'm promising an EP.
Alright, yes. We'll be definitely sure to look out for that one.
Thank you.
Yeah. So for 2018, you said you got an EP, right? No
exactly.
Album?
Album not yet. I'm still pushing my singles and doing videos too.
Which stable are you signed? Are you signed to anybody or are you still independent?
No, I'm not signed to anyone.
Okay, who's managing Natasha Moose?
For now, who's managing Natasha Moose is Beefy. I'm personally working with Beefy, the CEO of Hiba.
Isn't this a conflict of interest?
Why?
To have you be nominated there.
No, it's not. Shout I know people are going to talk a lot, but shout out to Beefy. Like,
and people what you will talk.
Say. Yeah, exactly. But
you said shout out to
he's a good person.
Never mind. But anyway, Natasha just giving it. I was like, who's that chick?
Wow.
She just, trust me, if you were boring, we wouldn't be looking in your direction. But I was like, no, we need to talk to her as soon as she hops off the stage. And that's exactly what I did.
We need to have her on the show and Keep It Real Friday.
Definitely.
I've got a lot of questions that I would like to ask, but then it's just that you need to be like really settled.
Exactly.
For those questions to be answered. About females in the industry.
No, but she can say a little something. She can break off a little something. Then she can finish off.
Most of the females in the industry, they feel like they have to be sexy in order to be like successful. Is this the mode that you're going to be using, or you're going to be using your lyrics more than your physique?
Wow, come again.
Anzi, will you be?
Because I'm so like, what the heck is this guy saying to me?
This is basically what Brian's saying. Are you going to depend on your sex appeal to make it, or are you going to depend on your rhymes?
I'm going to depend on my rhymes. I'm not like other chicks.
That. But you have like the sex appeal though. Use
it. I know, but no.
Okay,
I can use that in the right way.
Okay.
Not in a bad way like other females do.
What's
like
the right way to use sex appeal?
The right way is just to maintain yourself and be that woman. You have to represent.
That woman.
You have to lead by example.
That woman, not that bitch.
No, not that bitch.
Like, no, I'm gonna be
no,
that
no,
bitch.
No. We don't that do woman. Like that. I need to be a girl with
feelings.
Principles. I got my own principles. You know what I'm saying?
Natasha Moose. Just tell the people where they can find you online.
Well.
That's your manager's job.
I understand. That's my manager's job. So, guys.
But I'm saying
Natasha Moose.
Yeah, Natasha Moose on IG. What? Okay, Natasha.
Just Natasha.
Exactly. Okay, anyway, her management, Beefy.
Yeah.
Beefy said he's sorting her out. He's going to be boosting her accounts and everything.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I know it's shame, but you guys can laugh it out and all that, but
SoundCloud.
I'm coming.
Where can we find some free music?
Well, You can find them on my links, SoundCloud, website.
Natasha Moose.
Natasha Moose.
All right. I'll be sure. You know what's funny? It's like she was, I was actually afraid to talk to her because I was like, no, the way she's commanding the stage, you know, if I ask something sideways,
guys,
she's gonna crack the whip, but she's actually very shy in a way. Or maybe she's not. I don't know. Maybe
I'm
it's
so
an
shy. It's my
she's
best
probably
interview.
Trying to act shy because you're flirting with her.
I'm not flirting. I'm trying to be professional. Look at Brian.
Oh my God.
Anyway, let me. This is the part I cut Brian out. And thank you, Natasha.
Bye-bye, guys. I love you. Brian,
thank you, guys. Support Natasha Moose.
All right. And Keep It Real Fridays.
Keep It Real Fridays with Celatine and Brian Willis.
Yeah, yeah, yo. Fresh out of the water. Did you see for some biz? Oh, white egg. Fresh singy rose. Fresh dollar signs. Wake up a woman in the bed. Yeah. GDP for vacation. Blow a couple bucks and took care of a location. With my homie Henry, hood meditation. Photo after photo, teaching Bono Tova Namo, teaching Aramaka life, singing Casina Magumo. You know how it does it, you know how my click do. If you need a vacation, you can come too. Chia Chia, touch it, just set up old school. GDP boy, head, yeah, we all good.
Welcome to Keep It Real Fridays. I am your social architect, Celatine. I'm here with
Brian Willis, no relation of Bruce, and we're live at MC Cheetah's album launch, IC2.
And we're here with the Zim Hip Hop Best Promoter 2016.
Prezo!
I am Prezo, winning so, yeah. Dipapo tiripo pa na MC Cheetah baba pana. Yeah.
Alright, alright.
Tukutore na footage this year, my guy.
Obvious.
Iwe!
Atire girawano. Ayo, atistema. Atipewa nukwe batanitsa.
Balls!
Yes, father.
For me, I was like, okay, it's good to finally put the face, the tweets, and the poster with 20,000 niggas on it.
Yeah.
But he's pushing.
I'm not saying that Jana but tweeted.
Nah. I don't think
that's
that kind of exchange.
Because usually, you're a warrior on Twitter.
Nah, I'm not a
and
Twitter warrior.
And then you're
warrior.
A decent person on
I'm not a Twitter warrior.
Yeah.
Nah.
It was here.
No, but it's good because I think you... Were you also behind the one with the... Oh, like the femcees?
I'm the one who hosted the female C
Cypher. Oh,
the show.
The show.
And on my show, there was two people who was chosen to perform at Simi Pop Awards. Natasha Moose and Neil Anka.
Okay.
Yeah. Then
Are they local artists?
Yeah, they are.
In Bulawayo?
Ah, they
local
are.
Local in Harare, sorry.
Harare. Fada.
Yeah. Okay. That's the one Lady K was hosting.
Yes,
when,
fada.
When Brian was trying to get a fire from ZFM, I was like, guys, say that you're going to bury this woman or she's going to come out 10 times stronger. But the next week she was. But anyway, let's not get into that.
Yeah, man.
Why do you start this shit and then when I want to respond, you cut the shit? Anyway, yeah. For the progress, I'm not going to say anything.
I am not
going to continue.
I saw a tweet by 10 Diamond a few days ago when he was like, guys, artists, let's push for ourselves. Let's not wait for these promoters to push us up. Have you ever gotten some complaints with our press? You're all favor some people or you're not really helping certain people?
No. When I'm at Jesus Trishi, it's my UG, man.
Okay.
This is we promote everyone.
Okay.
So I don't know about my promoters, I don't know promoters.
Okay.
Hey, but you're
cool with 10.
I'm cool. What's in the idea about King Kings, I'm the artist agent.
Okay.
So, obvious, I'm going to say, peace alike. All right.
So,
yeah.
So the other promoters are not Zimbabwe.
Ikogo.
All right. So what's the next tour coming up? So we can be sure to look out for it.
Yeah, next tour is Bozi, Twitter part 3, and a few kings part 2.
Cool.
But you're not a plotter. I'm still plotting.
Tell us. No.
No,
we'll be sure to look out for that one. Just tell the people where they can find you online.
Facebook, I am Prezo. Twitter, ZW_TL. Yeah. One bate papo chato pizza basa. Plus, which in Instagram, I am Prezo Zapira.
All right.
Karoshiro bato no bato kai freeze ka pana.
Pafio.
Pafio. Pafio bato ne billboard ka za impreso notora ndoburikira pa impreso hapana. Unoburika ipapo.
Mabi baje papo.
Preso. Wamwe ta impreso kwira Kenan West unoburikira ipapo. Hambo gratis.
Chamba iso bana.
Eh.
But anyway guys.
Yes, ka maskiri ya records.
Anyway guys, that was I Impreso.
Yes.
Brian Willis, no relation of Bruce.
Mr. Shoot Your Shot, aka Social Architects. And we out.
Keep it real Fridays with Celatine and Brian Willis.
And now. Capital 263.